Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Venezuela's troubled economy gets papered over today, you might say, with a new banknote to deal with a grim inflation rate. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro has set today as the deadline for the last day of circulation of the 100 Bolivar banknote. The president has also closed the border with Colombia in an effort to stop smugglers and gangs from taking those 100 Bolivar notes out of the country, although why anyone would want to is a mystery. Gangs have been buying the 100 Bolivar note for the equivalent of 2 U.S. cents on the black market and exchanging it for dollars or Colombian pesos. Hannah Dreyer is a Venezuela correspondent for the Associated Press in Caracas. This is a pretty serious situation, economically speaking. I mean, since we last spoke, inflation has gone up by serious double digits.
Yeah, I mean, it's total chaos down here right now. There are hundreds of people all over the city waiting to try to deposit their money. That's after people have been taking out banknotes by duffel bags full to try to hoard currency, because before it was really hard to get these bills out of the bank. And yeah, this is the fastest devaluing currency in the world. It's become hard to buy goods and services for cash, essentially.
I mean, what do they do? Just, print these on a, laser jet printer somewhere in the treasury, or do you have to get them from outside the country?
Yeah, so Venezuela has these terrible shortages, and there are actually shortages of ink and paper here. So no currency can be printed in Venezuela. It's all coming from print shops in other countries. And what's kind of awful is they've been bringing in these plane loads of 100 Bolivar bills, and suddenly those are all going out of commission. Just a couple days ago, I got some 100 Bolivar bills, and they came out in sequential order, like they were brand new with the serial numbers all lined up. And now those bills are all, going to be burned up or recycled.
What do you do when you make a banknote in this situation of inflation desperation? I mean, we're sort of used to money having on the face of it, world leaders. Simon Bolivar himself, a historical figure. Who would you put on the next banknote? That just seems like it would be a kiss of death.
Yeah, I kind of can't overstate how worthless these bills have become. Like, people are using them to decorate Christmas trees this year. At one of my local bars, they hand them out like party favors. Sometimes you see the same 2 Bolivar note just on the sidewalk day after day because nobody wants to pick it up. They're totally useless. And people had wondered if they would put the face of the late President Hugo Chavez on the new bill, because he's like a secular saint down here. But instead, the government probably wisely just put the same people from before on these new bills. So they're taking the 100 Bolivar bill out of commission, and they're putting the same faces on the higher denomination currency. It's just the normal, like, heroes of the independence movement and state birds, stuff like that.
I mean, what does this do to the morale of the country? I mean, we can recall the situation in Germany in the 1920s when hyperinflation brought that country to its knees. And, what happened after that was World War II.
Yeah, the bills, it's kind of an interesting distraction. But the real issue here is the inflation. And that's created huge changes here. The minimum wage is now worth about $15 a month. It just doesn't make sense to work at a lot of these jobs. And so you see a lot of people who are just kind of hanging around, who either aren't going to work or they kind of clock in, but they're not really doing their jobs because they're just being paid so little. Even a professional like a lawyer or a doctor might make $30 a month. And that's not a lot to live on. It's not nearly enough to rent a house and feed a family. So it's just this huge, like, squandering of productivity. It's really depressing.
Is there a break point here? I mean, does some sort of subsidy have to come in from somewhere to turn things around?
You keep thinking that you've reached the break point. Like, this week, all of currency basically going out of circulation. The 100 Bolivar bill is basically the only bill people use here. It's what people keep their savings in. A third of Venezuelans don't have a bank account. And so the government's kind of wiping out people's savings. You'd think that people wouldn't stand for it. But instead, people are lining up. You know, they're dealing with it as best they can. There's just a lot of resignation here. And people don't really see an alternative to the current government, even though things have gotten so dysfunctional.
And right across the border in Colombia, where the border is closed partially to contain these 100 Bolivar notes and the smuggling of them, there, of course, is the Colombian situation of civil war that's ending now. Any suggestion that this could become more of an armed struggle if things remain as chaotic as they are now?
Well, there's a hardline element of the opposition here that is always calling for people to take to the streets, to put up not armed resistance, but civil disobedience. The thing is, 2 years ago, there was a huge bloody protest movement here and dozens of young people died and had basically no impact. If anything, the government got stronger and a lot of the leaders of that hardline movement got put in jail. So there are some people who say that they're willing to put their lives on the line to create a change here, but there just isn't that trust among the people that if you do risk getting, say, shot by the police, something really might change.
And there's no coherent political program in the opposition. It's not like socialist or social democrat or liberal conservative. It's just chaos versus what's next.
Right. So there's a couple dozen political parties that have all banded together as the organized opposition. But, I mean, people are as annoyed with them as they are with the government at this point. Yesterday, actually, while all of this bank chaos was happening, the opposition voted to impeach Maduro in Congress. So Congress got together, the lawmakers there said that Maduro was unfit, that he was in dereliction of duty, and nobody cared. Like, nobody paid attention to it. It's not on the front pages of the newspapers today. They're just constantly outmaneuvered by the government, which is creating all of these distractions. And they would say that this currency thing is another distraction.
Hannah Dreyer, Venezuela correspondent for the Associated Press. Extraordinary stuff, Hannah. Thank you so much.
Good to talk with you.